Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Late Tuesday night, the Cannon Falls Police Department assisted the Goodhue County Sheriff's Office with a burglary in progress in Cannon Falls Township. According to Cannon Falls Police Chief McCormick, an officer arrived just as the suspect was leaving in what the officer believed to be a stolen vehicle. 40-year-old Zlatan Lukic, no known address, tried to drive through the ditch where he got stuck. Lukic was held at gunpoint until backup arrived. He was yelling at the officers to shoot him. Officers used de-escalation techniques and requested an ambulance. A trooper arrived and they were able to get Lukic into custody without incident. He's accused of stealing a vehicle from the residence, breaking into the home, and confronting the occupant. He's also accused of stealing from two businesses in Cannon Falls. Chief McCormick said this incident had a successful outcome due to the actions of officers in calming a tense situation and gaining the suspect's cooperation to get him into custody. Lukic is in the Goodhue County Jail facing 8 charges, including first-degree burglary and motor vehicle theft. A Dakota County Sheriff's deputy was popped by an inmate while escorting the man from the shower. Attorney James Backstrom and Sheriff Tim Leslie announced that 23-year-old Aziz Holmes of Brooklyn Center was charged last week after punching the deputy in the face multiple times. According to the criminal complaint, Holmes didn't think he was being treated fairly by jail staff and inmates, so he decided to fight one of the officers. After his shower, as the deputy was escorting him back to his cell, Holmes attacked him with a closed fist. The deputy took him to the floor, but not before Holmes bloodied the deputy, who required medical attention. Holmes is charged with fourth-degree assault of a peace officer, a felony. His next court appearance is April 10th. Holmes was convicted of making terroristic threats in 2015. He threatened to shoot up National American University in Burnsville. He was also just convicted of assaulting a transit official in November of 2017. And the city of Northfield hired a consultant to hit the pavement, or at least take a real close look at it. In 2017, staff worked with Good Point Technology to provide updated pavement condition index ratings. They video recorded every street, measuring the cracks and distresses, assigning a severity level and rating. The scale was set at 0 to 100, with 100 being brand new. Administrator Ben Mardig said that overall the city ranked 74. However,
we have about 4.1% of our streets are in a failing grade condition.
9th Street from College to Winona is at the top of the bottom, failing miserably. Public Works Director Dave Bennett explained that as the roads age, they look to identify them and rehabilitate as necessary, their rating then changing. This enables them to consider how much funding they'll need moving forward. To maintain the 74 rating, Mardig said it would cost an additional $300,000 a year as they look 10 years out. The current average yearly expenditure is about $2.8 million.
And that doesn't include adding any new roads into the system. It doesn't include any major additions.
Council questioned how to move forward.
Well, do we tackle those really low, very poor ones and do a reconstructions? And Dave said, well, that might be where you naturally go, but also emphasized a lot on the importance of maintaining what you've got. So doing seal coats actively, doing repairs, so that those streets that are in the better condition get the longest useful life that they can.
Bennett will come back with more financial information and the ways of funding, including assessments. It is pothole season. The city has a reporting process on their website. I have a direct link from KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.